الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على افضلهم وخاتم النبيين محمد الامين وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة التغابن اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الم ياتكم نبأ الذين كفروا من قبل فذاقوا وبال امرهم ولهم عذاب اليم ذلك بانه كانت تاتيهم رسلهم بالبينات فقالوا وبشر يهدوننا فكفروا وتولوا واستغنى الله والله غني حميد زعم الذين كفروا ان لن يبعثوا قل بلى وربي لتبعثن ثم لتنبؤن بما عملتم وذلك على الله يسير فآمنوا بالله ورسوله والنور الذي أنزلنا والله بما تعملون خبير يوم يجمعكم ليوم الجمع ذلك يوم التغابن ومن يؤمن بالله ويعمل صالحا يكفر عنه سيئاته ويدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار خالدين فيها وبئس المصير صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم ربنا الهمنا رشدنا واعذنا من شرور انفسنا اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه امين يا رب العالمين We have already discussed the first four ayat of Surah At-Taghabun. I told you in the beginning that the first section of Surah At-Taghabun deals with Iman and its constituent parts, which we call the articles of Iman or the articles of faith. In four ayat, which we have studied already, basically Iman Billah, the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His greatness, His exaltedness, then His attributes, especially huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer, He is omnipotent. Then His attribute of knowledge. And this ayah, you know, the ayah number 4 of this surah al-mubarakah, is very unique. Because this attribute of knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been described here in three dimensions. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُسِرُّونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ Now, as I discussed, Iman bil-Akhirah, although that was actually present in these four ayat also, وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرِ And to Him is the return. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ Whatever you are doing, Allah is seeing it, observing it. So what for? For rewarding you. You will have to account for every each of your actions. So actually this reward that has been discussed already in these four ayat also. But now in two ayat, we have a discussion on the institution of prophethood, messengerhood of Allah. And here you will find that a very long story has been cut very short. You must be remembering, in the long Makki surahs, there are the histories have been given in detail of the people of Nuh, of the people of Hud, of the people of Saleh, of the people of Shu'aib, of the cities to which Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam was sent. And you know the story of Pharaoh and Moses alayhi salatu wasalam. So these messengers of Allah, they were sent to these nations. And as Quran tells us, they are not the only messengers that were sent to humanity. They are only a few. They are the people whom the Arabs knew. Because these people, these messengers of Allah were sent to the regions which were very close to the Arabian Peninsula. So actually, وَإِن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا خَلَا فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ. Quran says at another point that there has been no city, no town, no qariya in which we didn't send any warner. The warner, Nazir, has been coming to all these regions of the world. And we know that the number, total number of the prophets is more than 100,000. And the messengers, 313. This number has been given in a tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the detailed stories which are given in the Quran repeatedly, they are of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now there has been a reference in this ayah, all these stories are being referred to in one sentence. Alam yatikum naba'u allazina kafaru min qabl. Have the news of those people, those nations who disbelieved, who denied their messengers who were sent to them, have not come to you? Does it mean, what does it mean? They have already been told to you. Because this surah, as we know, is Madani. And in the Makki surahs, all these stories have been given repeatedly. Surah Al-Araf, Surah Yunus, Surah Hud, then Surah Al-Mu'minun, then Surah Al-Shu'ara. How many times these events which happened in the world before the advent of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have been described. So now a collective reference is given to all these. Alam yatikum? Have all those news not already come to you? Alam yatikum naba'ul ladina kafaru min qabl, of those people who refuted the claim of the messengers that we have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They disbelieved the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happened to them? فَزَّاقُوا وَبَعْلَ عَمْرِهِمْ. They had to taste, they already tasted in this very world, the result of their bad deeds, their conduct, their wrong conduct. And we know it. They were all punished badly. The whole nation finished. All the nation people of Nuh drowned. And so on. The whole nation of Ad finished. La yura illa masakinuhum. Now only the places where they used to live, they were to be seen. Not a single person remained. Whole nations. فَقُطِعَ دَابُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. The roots were cut. So uprooted, the whole nation, whole people, they were uprooted. So that was the azab that has been coming to these people. فَذَاقُوا وَبَعْلَ عَمْرِهِمْ وَلَّهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And still there is a very painful torment which is waiting them. And that is the azab, that is the punishment of the hereafter. That is of the hell. Actually two punishments are there for the people who refute the claim of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who don't believe in the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, they are finished. They are, so to say, their roots are cut and they are destroyed totally in this world. That is the punishment that came to them here. Now, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Aleem, the painful torment, very painful punishment is still waiting for them. Why this happened? Now this is the important point. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُ كَانَتْ تَعْتِيهِمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. This happened because the messengers which were sent to them, they came to them, they had been coming to them, they came to them one after the other, بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Now بَيِّنَاتِ is the plural of بَيِّنَا. What is بَيِّنَا? بَيِّنَا is something which is self-evident. We didn't need any extra proof. It is self-proved, self-evident. Bayyin. We say it in Urdu, bhai badi bayyin si baat hai, bilkul wazeh si baat hai, kyun samajh mein nahi aa rahi. This word is used in Urdu language. Bayyin. So bayyina is something which is absolutely evident, self-proving. Now bayyin word has been used in the Quran number 1 for the miracles of the Messenger of Allah. Because these miracles were the proof that this person has been appointed by the Creator and Lord of this universe. Because whatever he is doing is beyond human limits. the miracle that was given to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the asa, his staff becoming a snake, then his hand shining like sun, and so on. And there was a miracle that a she camel came out of the rock, and they were seeing it. They demanded the same miracle, and the miracle was shown to them. And now when this miracle has been shown to them, then there is no leniency now shown to them. Now the punishment comes if they don't, even after seeing the miracles, they don't believe, they don't have faith, then they are not given any leniency at all. Then they are dealt with and they are finished. This was the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you know, the bayyana means one thing more. The teachings of these messengers, because they were very well known to the human nature, so they were bayyana. Tawheed is bayyana in itself. Because tawheed, iman billah and his oneness, it is ingrained in human nature, so it is also bayyan. Whatever they said to the people, amr bil maruf, maruf is bayyan to the human nature. The human nature knows this is good, and they were commanding them to something good. Don't tell a lie, speak the truth, don't deprive people of their rights. When you are weighing for the people, don't weigh in a wrong way and deprive them of their articles and their commodities. So all these teachings were of the prophets. So actually, they showed the miracles, they were bayyanat. Number two, the teaching that they brought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was also bayyan in itself. Because tawheed was bayyan, it is also ingrained in human nature that good is good and evil is evil. And there should be the results accordingly. Good should beget good and evil should beget evil. So that is actually what is meant by iman bil akhirah. That people who do good deeds, they will be rewarded. They will be given good reward. And who are committing sins, who are committing wrong deeds, they will be punished accordingly. So all these things are also bayyanat. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُ كَانَتْ تَعْتِيهِمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ Why were these people exterminated? Why were these people given that punishment in this world? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُ This happened because أَنَّهُ كَانَتْ تَعْتِيهِمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ The messengers which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to them, they came to them. And they came to them both with miracles as well as, you know, the teachings that they brought, the message, divine message that they delivered, that were also absolutely evident to them, to their natures. But what did they say? What was their reply? فَقَالُوا أَبْبَشَرٌ يَهْدُونَنَا They said, will human beings, humans, they will lead us? Well, you are also a human being like us. How can you be appointed by Allah? How can you claim that you have been appointed by Allah? You are just like us. You eat what we eat. You drink what we drink. You also need food. You also go to the marketplace. You also have been doing business. Just as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know, you are a businessman. You are doing business. So you have been doing what we have been doing. So actually, because you are just like us, you are human. You have the same flesh as we have. The same blood is flowing in your veins as is flowing in our veins. How can we accept you as a messenger of Allah? This was the biggest obstacle in the way of the people to accept the claim of the messenger of Allah that we have been appointed and sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَبْبَشَرُوا يَهْدُونَنَا And we find it from other places in the Quran. Actually, this was the propaganda of the leaders, of the chiefs. Because they felt threatened. Our leadership is being threatened. If these people, if our nation, if our tribe, if they come to believe in Hud or in Saleh or in Shu'aib or in Lut, where shall we stand? We are doomed. Our interests, our vested interest, that is being threatened. So they said to them, the common people, well, these people are like you. Just as you are human beings, so they are also human beings. How can they be the messengers of Allah? Maybe if Allah had to send any messenger, He could send an angel with His wings, you know, coming down from the heavens to the earth, and we could know then that the angel is coming, and if he had some book with him, we would have accepted him. But because he is a man, he is himself human, he has the same flesh and blood as we have, we can't accept him as messenger of Allah. This is what is given here, and let me quote from other places. It is from Surah Al-Mu'minun. The chieftains of the nation of Hazrat Nuh, they said, فَقَالَ الْمَلَوُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ مَا هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. He is not except a man just like you. يُرِيدُ أَن يَتَفَضَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ. All that he is aiming is to make himself superior to you. He wants to dominate you. Actually, he is after, you know, power. He has the lust of power and authority. Because they felt threatened that our authority and our positions are being threatened. So they blamed the Prophet of Allah, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, that he is a power seeker. He wants to lead you. He wants to be superior. يُرِيدُ أَن يَتَفَضَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَأَنزَلَ مَلَائِكَةً. If Allah had actually wished to send some messenger to us, He should have sent some angel, some malak, some farishta, some angel, who would have been absolutely visible to us that He is coming from the sky with His wings, so we would have accepted Him. In the same way about Hazrat Hud or Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, the same thing was said. وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَأَتْرَفْنَاهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مَا هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يَأْكُلُ مِمَّا تَأْكُلُونَ مِنْهُ وَيَشْرَبُ مِمَّا يَشْرَبُونَ. This is also a simple human being. He eats whatever you eat. If you are taking, you know, rice or wheat, he is also eating wheat or rice. And if you are drinking water and anything else also which is permissible, then he is also taking the same thing. وَلَئِنْ أَتَاكُمْ بَشَرًا مِثْلَكُمْ. Please note these words. وَلَئِنْ أَتَاكُمْ بَشَرًا مِثْلَكُمْ إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا لَخَاسِرُونَ. If you obey a person, a bashar, a human like you, then you are in great loss. But now they themselves were the chiefs of the tribes. They were also men. But we have the right that we should lead you and you have to obey us. And you have to show subordination to us. But this person, if he is claiming to be a messenger of Allah, it means that he actually questions our supremacy. But if you accept him, then actually you will be in loss. The same thing, but in a, I think, more intensified form, that was said about Hazrat Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam. Because Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun, alayhi salatu wasalam, when both of them went to the court of Pharaoh, and they, you know, presented the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, because they belonged to a nation which was governed by them, which was, so to say, slaves to them. So, for them it becomes more difficult to accept them as the messengers of Allah. They said, فَقَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا لِبَشَرَيْنِ مِثْلِنَا وَقَوْمُهُمْ وَلَنَا عَابِدُونَ. Can we believe in two persons who are just like human beings like us, and then they belong to the nation whom we are governing, who are slaves to us? وَقَوْمُهُمَا لَنَا عَابِدُونَ. How can they be the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ. And the same thing was said for about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is from Surah Al-Furqan. وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامَ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. They said, what type of a messenger of Allah he is? He eats food. He takes food. He needs food. And he walks in the bazaar and the market. He goes and buys things. So actually he is just a man, a human, having the same flesh. How can we accept him as a messenger of Allah? That became the biggest hurdle in the way of the people, or that was made the biggest hurdle in the way of the people by the leaders of these nations, by the people who were leading, who were in the commanding position. When they felt a threat to their own position, they used this slogan to prevent people from accepting the claim of these messengers of Allah that they were appointed and sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what happened? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُ كَانَتْ تَعْتِيهِمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَقَالُوا وَبَشَرٌ يَهْدُونَنَا فَكَفَرُوا. So they denied. They refuted. They refused to accept. But تَوَلَّوْا. And they turned their backs to the message the messengers had brought to them. وَاسْتَغْنَى اللَّهُ. And Allah also, He became unconcerned about them. Allah also didn't have now any care for them. وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. And surely Allah is ghani. He needs nobody. He, you know, He is self-sufficient in every respect. And He is hamid. He is self-praised. He is being praised all the time. He is, whether somebody is praising on him or not, he is being praised. Whole of the universe. تُصَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَن فِيهِنَّ وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَٰكِن لَّا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. The whole universe and each and everything is praising him, is glorifying him, but is there is not going to be any decrease in his government and his empire if some people are refusing to glorify him or refusing to accept the messenger that he has sent. Now this is actually a very important point for us also. A disease can have two appearances, the same disease, because you know that if there is some impurity in the blood, you have some boils here, maybe some boils come here, appear here, because there is infection in the blood. So it will appear from on this side also, on this side also. This disease appeared in those people that because they are humans like us, we can't accept them to be the messengers of Allah. What happened to the people who accepted them as messengers of Allah? The same disease now appeared in another form. Because they were the messengers of Allah, they are not human. This is what the masses among the Muslims, the illiterate masses, they are not Bashar. They are something else. They don't belong to the realm of humanity. They are superhumans. No, they were all human beings. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. This is the worst type of shirk which the people who believed in the messengers, they committed. They made Jesus, alayhi salatu wasalam, son of Allah. Why? They believed in him, but then they raised him to the status of the son of Allah. The Jews raised Hazrat Uzair, alayhi salatu wasalam, to the status of son of Allah. He is son of Allah. He is not from us. He is divine. Now the same disease actually appearing in two conditions. Those before him, the persons were present. They were seeing Hud. They were seeing Saleh. They were seeing Hazrat Nuh. He is a man. He was born of such and such parents. There were, you know, old people who must have seen them in their childhood. So they knew that they are human. They are Bashar. They are just like human beings. So they denied their claim of being messengers of Allah on the basis of that they are the humans. And those who accepted later on, not in their own time, the disciples, the Hawariyin of Hazrat Masih, never said that he is Ibnullah, he is son of Allah. The Sahaba or the Tabi'in for such a long time, this sort of wrong ideas and this shirk didn't appear among the Muslims. But later on, Muslims also, but the illiterate masses among the Muslims, they also think that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not a human being. He is something else. وہی جو مستوی عرش تھا خدا ہو کر اتر پڑا وہ مدینے میں مصطفیٰ ہو کر. The same Allah who was sitting on the throne, arsh, he descended on the earth in the form of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the worst shirk. The worst form of shirk. وہی جو مستوی عرش تھا خدا ہو کر اتر پڑا وہ مدینے میں مصطفیٰ ہو کر. This is actually, and this is a knock. Somebody is praising Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but this is not a praise, this is the insult. Biggest insult to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the worst type of going astray. This is the zalala of the first level, first grade. So actually the disease is the same. That messengerhood and humanhood, they are contradictory. A human can't be a messenger of Allah. And a messenger of Allah can't be a human. So actually the proposition is the same. The converse and the regular form of that theorem and the converse of that theorem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect this ummah. And this ummah has been protected. It's only the illiterate masses or the poets, you know. Because Quran itself says, وَالشَّعْرَاءُ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَابُونَ أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِيمُونَ. So actually this exaggeration, that is a part, integral part of poetry. So poets have been doing it. Among the Muslims, there has been no sect whatsoever today, up till this date, who might say official, in their official dogma, there's nothing like this that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not human, or he's divine, or he's son of Allah, or he's something equal to Allah. No. Our aqidah, our dogma is absolutely safe. But these poets, while praising, while exaggerating, and the common illiterate masses, they are committing that type of shirk. May Allah protect us. And you know that among the Muslim Ummah, there are people who say Ali is God. Ali is God incarnate. They call Ali, Ya Ali Madad. You will never hear Ya Muhammad Madad. You will never hear. But Ya Ali Madad. So that is actually very important, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And why? Because he is the last messenger. If people made Hazrat Masih alayhi salam son of God, Muhammad came sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran was revealed, and he told the humanity at large what Jesus was. Just as you must have heard what happened at the court of Nagus, Najashi in Abyssinia, when the ayat of Surah Maryam were read out to him, recited in the court, he said that Jesus was not even a straw more than what these ayat are describing him to be. He picked up a straw from the stand and said, not just a straw more equal to the straw, nothing. He was just as these ayat are describing him to be. So now Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could rectify the mistake of the Christians. Although we have not done our duty to convey to the Christians, we didn't do the tabligh, we didn't do our duty, that's something else. But Quran actually clarified everything, that he was a prophet of Allah, he was Ibn Maryam, he was a created person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but a prophet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described something which are very special about him. Ruhullah, kalimatum minhu, these are, you know, special status. Just as Moses had this special status, kallamallahu Musa taklima, no other, you know, prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had that direct conversation on this earth. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had that conversation in Miraj. But Moses alayhi salatu wa sallam had the direct conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala twice. So there are special points about different messengers of Allah. But this must be kept in mind, all these messengers were human. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. Proclaim, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am a human being like you. The only difference is that wahi has came to me. That wahi didn't come to you. That is why I am now messenger of Allah. You have to obey me. You have to follow me. Just as Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam said to his father, Ya abate inni qad jaani min al-ilmi ma lam yatik fattabi'ni ahdika siratan sabiyya. O dear father, to me that knowledge has come, which didn't come to you. So you have to follow me. I will lead you to the right path. Ya abate inni qad jaani min al-ilmi ma lam yatik fattabi'ni ahdika siratan sabiyya. So that's the only difference. Otherwise, I am the son, you are the father. You are older than myself. You are more experienced than myself. But wahi came to me, not to you. So you have to follow me. So this is the difference. Otherwise, I am a human being. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. I am, proclaim, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I am a human being just like you. يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. It has been, the wahi has been sent to me. أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. And the most important point in this wahi is that your ilah, your God, is only one God. أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. Now this is actually, these two ayat, they are describing the institution of messengerhood of Allah. What was their position? Why they were denied and their call and claim was not accepted? And what was the fate of the nations to whom the messengers of Allah were sent? Now comes the third article of faith, and that is Iman bil Akhirah. Zaam al-ladhina kafaru allan yub'athu. Zaam in Arabic means an idea that is baseless. But a person thinks it is correct. Zam. In Urdu also we use, falan ko bada zom ho gaya. We use it with, you know, that zamma, zom. The Arabic word is zam. Zam al-lazina kafaru. These people who are not believing, who are denying, who are not accepting iman, they are claiming and they have a false idea, they have a wrong notion that they will not be resurrected. They will not be raised from the dead. Once dead, they will be finished. That is going to be the end of their existence. زَعْمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَلَّنْ يُبْعَثُوا. Now note here. Here no argument is given. Only an affirmation with the greatest emphasis that is possible. Pull. O Prophet, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, proclaim to them, Bala, why not? Wa Rabbi, and I swear by my Lord, Latubasunna, you will surely be resurrected, you will definitely be raised from the dead. Summa latunabbaunna bima amiltum. I told you before also, when we were discussing the second lesson of this second section, second part of this selected course of study, then in Arabic, to fele muzare, they add lame maftuh in the beginning and noone musaddad in the end. Af'alo, I will do it. La af'alanna, I will definitely do it. Nothing doing, I must do it. This is the highest way of emphasis in Arabic language. La af'alanna, la aqtulannak, I will surely kill you. I'm not going to leave you. So actually, lame maftuh in the beginning, and noone musaddad in the end. This is the highest way of emphasizing. This is going to happen. There can be no doubt about it. Qul, proclaim, say out, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, latub'athunna, you will surely be resurrected. There's no doubt about it. Summa latunabbaunna bima amiltum. And then you will be apprised of what you had done. What were your deeds? They will be brought before you. There's no doubt about it. وَذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. And this is very easy for Allah. Now the connection is, وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. If He is all-powerful, He is omnipotent, when you have accepted, if you have accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as His attribute, that He is all-powerful, He is omnipotent, then how can you say that it is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. For God, for Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's very easy. It's not hard for Him. It's not difficult for Him. It's not very heavy for Him. It's very easy for Him. ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Now here, you have to analyze. What's the argument? If you are making a claim, and a person repudiates your claim, and then you are swearing, no, this is so, it is so, there is no argument. Logically, there is no argument. The argument there is of the person. Who is saying it? The weight of the personality is actually the argument behind this statement. When we read it, because we believe this is the Kalam of Allah, this Quran, this is the Kalam of Allah. Allah is saying, Allah is telling us, لَتُبْعَثُنَّ ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّأُنَّ. A person who has a grain of iman in his heart, he will tremble. And now your people, who were the addressees of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for them at least, if they didn't believe that this is the word of Allah, at least Muhammad was before them, his person. He never told a lie throughout his life. He passed at least 40 years with them. They knew him. And they themselves had given him the title, As-Sadiq Al-Amin. He is the true one. He never told a lie. He never deceived any person. He never made any khiyana, any dishonesty. He never betrayed any trust. He is As-Sadiq Al-Amin. So a person whose character they knew, whose personality was before their eyes, and he was saying, Wallahi, I swear by my God, I swear by my Allah, Bala wa Rabbi, why not? And I am swearing by my Lord and my protector and my sustainer and my provider. Latubasunna, summa latunabbaunna. So the argument is the personality, the character. Who is saying so? And here, let me again narrate to you one of the earliest khutbahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because now I want today to give you the full. Because these seven ayat which we have read, you will find in that khutbah the same seven ayat in a different style. The Prophet, when he was given the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَنْزِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you warn your close relatives. Then he gave the order, instruction to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, because you know he was living with him. And so to say, he was managing the affairs. So he said, prepare a feast. Call all the Banu Hashim. Banu Hashim was the clan of the Quraysh to which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself belonged. He was Hashimi. So all the Banu Hashim were gathered together for a feast. Food was offered, and then the Prophet stood up before them to convey to them the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because the enemy of Allah, Abu Lahab, and the enemy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was also present, he started shouting and hooting, and he didn't let Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speak there. So the attempt that, so to say, went in vain. He couldn't address. But after a few days he again said, again prepare a feast. He again called. Now there is a lesson for us. Not to be daunted, you know, by one attempt. If you fail, no harm. Try and try again. Try and try again. You have to do it. It's your duty. If you are unsuccessful in one attempt, or second attempt, or third attempt, try it again. The Prophet again tried. Again the food was offered, people took this meal, and then he stood up. This time I say that there was some shame, so to say, that they said that we have taken food twice, now let us listen what he says. Then he delivered the khutbah. I think this is one of the most profound and comprehensive khutbahs. What he said, إِنَّ الرَّائِدَ لَا يَكْذِبُ أَهْلَهُ وَاللَّهِ لَوْ كَذَبْتُ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا مَا كَذَبْتُكُمْ وَلَوْ غَرَرْتُ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا مَا غَرَرْتُكُمْ. Raid was used to be a person, when a caravan used to go on journey in the desert, there had to be a person who knew the route and who had the full knowledge where the next station should be, where there is water also available, where there is also food for the camels also. So he settled, he told that now that is the next manzil, that is the next our station. So that raid had to be the most trustworthy person. Because had he deceived the caravan was doomed, lost in the wilderness of the desert. No water, no food, all to be killed. So he used to be the most trustworthy person. The Prophet started from here, in the raida la yazdibu ahla. You must never have seen any raid that he deceived his tribe. So actually, this simile he used for himself. I am the raid of this kafla of humanity. I am telling you the next place where we are going, that is the akhirah. I am warning you about that. And I cannot deceive you. And now again he said, now wallahi, by God, by Allah, I swear by Allah, law kazabtu nasa jamiyan, ma kazabtukum. Even if it was possible for me to tell a lie to the whole of humanity, I would never not have told a lie to you. You are my kith and kin, my own family, my own clan, my own relatives. Can I deceive you? Now he couldn't tell a lie at all. The people knew. But he said, supposedly, even if I could tell a lie to the whole of humanity, I would not have told a lie to you. And even, وَلَوْ غَرَرْتُمْ نَاسَ جَمِيعًا مَا غَرَرْتُكُمْ, even if it was possible that I would have deceived the whole of humanity, I would never deceive you. So this is the beginning, you know. This is the preface of his message. Then his message came, وَاللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ, I swear by the person, by the Allah, who there is no Allah with him. There is no associate, no sharik, no associate, no equal to him. وَاللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ إِنِّي لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ خَاصَّةً وَإِلَى النَّاسِ كَافَّةً. Verily, I am the messenger of Allah, for you specially, and for the whole of humanity in general. Because I have been sent for the whole of humanity. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. But you are my first addressees. You are the people to whom, first of all, I have to convey the message. Because I belong to you. I am from amongst you. وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ خَاصَّةً وَإِلَى النَّاسِ كَافَّةً. In one sentence, Tawheed. وَاللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ. And another sentence, Risala. إِنِّي لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ خَاصَّةً وَإِلَى النَّاسِ كَافَّةً. وَاللَّهِ لَتَمُوتُنَّ كَمَا تَنَامُ. Now these words. I swear by Allah, you'll all die just as you sleep, go to sleep every night. وَاللَّهِ لَتَمُوتُنَّ كَمَا تَنَامُونَ. ثُمَّ لَتُبْعَثُنَّ كَمَا تَسْتَيْخِذُونَ. And then
One day you will be resurrected. You will be raised from the dead. Just as you awake in the morning, every morning. ثُمَّ لَتُحْسَبُنَّ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. There will be an accounting of your deeds. You will have to face that grand accountability of all your deeds, whatever you are doing. ثُمَّ لَتُجْزَبُنَّ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Then there will be reward, definitely, surely you will be rewarded of your deeds and acts. وَإِنَّهَا لَجَنَّةٌ أَبَدًا أَوْ لَنَارٌ أَبَدًا. And that reward has to be either Jannah, paradise, forever, or the Naar, the fire of hell, forever. So small khutbah, and actually the same thing that we find in the Quran here, the same thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he conveyed to the people in his khutbah. Now, after these 7 ayat, 4 ayat for the unity, for the glory, for the exaltedness, greatness, and for the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 2 ayat for the institution of messengerhood of Allah. 1 ayah for akhirah. ظَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَاللَّهِ يُبْعَثُوا قُلْ بَلَا وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنَّ ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّوْنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ وَذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Now these are the facts. Whether you accept them or not, the fact cannot be changed. It's up to you. You accept them or not. You believe in them or not. It's your choice. Imma shakiram wa imma kafura. We have given the choice to all human beings. If they want, they become shakir. They become grateful that this message of Allah has come to them. And they should accept it. And they can be kafir also. They can deny it. They can just repudiate the claim of the messenger of Allah. It's their choice. But fa'aminu, now it's a call. This kalama fa is very important, very profound, very meaningful. Fa aminu. So, have belief. So, come to believe. So, testify. So, accept. So, fa. Fa aminu billahi. So, have faith in Allah, wa rasulihi, and his messenger. Wan nuril ladhi anzalna. And in the light that we have sent down, this we studied in the previous lesson, light. Allahu nur samawati wal ard. Light of wahi. As I quoted the ayah from Surah Ash-Shura. Ma kunta tadri mal kitabu wal al-iman, walakin ja'alnahu nuran nahdi bihi man nashaa min ibadina. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you didn't know what is the book of Allah, what are the revealed books of Allah. You were not born in the people of the book. You were not a Jew. You were not a Christian by birth. You didn't know the book. And you didn't know either what is Iman. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِيمَ الْكِتَابُ وَلَى الْإِيمَانِ وَلَاكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا. We have made this Quran, this wahi that we have sent to you. This is the noor, this is the light. وَلَاكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. We have made this the light with which we guide people whomsoever we like. Whosoever we want to guide, we guide him with this light. Now that is the light about which now there is the call and invitation to have faith in it. In this book, that this is the word of Allah. This is the kalam of Allah, which was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I, you know, described in my first introductory lecture, that introduction to the Quran. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالنُّورِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And whatsoever you are doing, Allah is absolutely aware of it. Now we read the verse before in the end of the ayah number 2. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And here, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. I wondered till some time that basir should be mentioned later, khabir should have come first. Because we generally think what we see, we become more sure of it. I have seen it with my eye. So it's of a higher degree. The conviction is of a higher degree when you have seen it. Khabar, you know, just as is the saying in Arabic language, lesson khabar o kal mu'ayana. A news which comes to you, it's not equal to your own observation. Shunida kaibawad maninde deeda. The same, you know. In Persian also. What you have listened, it can never be equal to what you have seen. But it is contrary here.
Yes, for a very long time they wondered about that fourth ayah. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Wallahu alimun bi zaati sudur.
When He already said, He knows everything in the heaven and in the earth. Ya'lamu ma fi samawati wal ard.
There's no need of adding anything to it. It's all complete, all comprehensive.
But, okay. Ya'lamu ma tusirruna wa ma tu'linun. And He knows what you hide and what you express.
Then what is the need of saying again? Wallahu bima ta'amalun, wallahu alimun bi zaati sudur. Then when the idea came to my mind that there is something in the subconscious mind which I don't know myself. What is there lurking in my subconscious mind? It's absolutely a new dimension. Allah knows that also.
Now I came to understand that not a single word in that ayah is superfluous, without any meaning. Actually, every letter, every word is meaningful. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُسِرُّونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ.
In the same way, I have been wondering for quite a long time, why Basir first and Khabir later? But then it came to my mind, it occurred to me, that vision can be illusory. There can be illusions.
Your sight can deceive you.
But khabar, and actually when you are seeing something, we know it in physiology of the brain and the eye, that the picture is made here on the retina. Then it goes, you know, to the hind portion of a brain. And it is interpreted over there. So actually the khabar is there.
When the data which has come through the ears and the eyes, when all that data has reached here, and then it is interpreted. It is khabar.
So actually khabar has more emphasis, has more depth than the basar. Basar is only actually one side, one way of getting the information. Data is fed in this computer not only through basar, but also from listening, sama, and so many other things. Then all these things then processed and then decided, this is the khabar. Now you know this knowledge actually, this khabar, this is more profound than basar only. Because basar, you know, it's only one way of getting the sense data. So first it was, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And now, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And you will see, in the first six ayat of Surah Al-Hadid also, the same sequence will be found. First you will find, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And then, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. Anyhow, in this one ayah, there's the invitation to believe. Now come and believe. Have faith in these things. These are the facts. Even if you don't believe, they are not going to change. Akhirah will come. Day of judgment will come. You will have to stand before your Lord on one day. And you will have to account for all your deeds. Not only deeds, whatever you uttered. The words that you uttered. Not only the words that you uttered. The niyyah, the intentions that you had behind every action, that will also have to be accounted for. You will have to face that accountability. So it is good for you. If you believe now, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. May Allah give us this iman, this conviction, this real belief, this real faith. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالنُّورِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. Now in two ayat, and they are very long ayat, is the iman bil akhirah. Just the reverse of what happened before. Before four ayat for Allah, two ayat for risalah, one ayah for akhirah. Now iman bil akhirah, invitation to have faith in Allah, or invitation to have faith in the messenger of Allah, Rasul as well as the book, both go to make the faith in risalah. Iman bil risalah. They have been covered in one ayah. And for iman bil akhirah, now you have two long ayat. يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُكُمْ لِيَوْمِ الْجَمْعِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُنِ. The day when He will gather you for the day of assembly. يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُكُمْ. The day when He will gather you, will assemble you. And that will be the day of gathering or assembling.
یوم الجمع ذالک یوم التغابن. That is the day when it will be decided who failed, who succeeded, who gained, who lost. This taghabun, this has become a difficult word to translate for most of the translators. But that the same fiqhul lugha, if you go down into the root, ghabn. Ghabn we use in Urdu also, and it's a common word, you know. But what does it mean in Arabic? If you are earning something from someone, a gain for one person becomes a loss for the other. And it's going on. What is all business? The customer wants to give the least price. And the shopkeeper wants to get the maximum price. There is going to struggle. So actually this is taghabun, baab-e tafa'ul. In tafa'ul, there are two parties or two persons opposing each other. So taghabun is tafa'ul. You want to gain, the other person also wants to gain. So there is a competition. So actually one has to gain, one has to lose. So this is actually the state of affair of human mind and the working that people are accustomed to. And Quran uses the terminology which is very well known to the people. Tijara, everybody knows. Hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min adhabin aleem? Should I lead you to the tijara, to the trade, to the bargain, to the business, the profit of which is going to be that you will be saved from the adhabin aleem, from the torment, painful torment, from the punishment of the hell? Do you want? You will have to make some business, you will have to invest something, you will have to spend something, you will have to work for that. That's what you have to do for any business. So the word tijara, which is everybody knows, in the same way, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ بَيْعُ شَرَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already purchased from the faithful their lives as well as their wealth in exchange for Jannah. So all those words which are familiar to the common man, they are used in Quran. The same word taghabun, ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُن. Here also someone is losing, someone is gaining. Someone is successful, someone is unsuccessful. There in Pakistan or some other eastern country, for example, there is some post declared. There is a vacancy. Hundreds of people trying to get the post. Everybody is trying his best to have the support, to have, you know, recommendations, or so on, everything. One will succeed, the others will fail. The seat is won, the job is won, one will be successful, the other will be failure. So that actually is a concept familiar to every person. But Allah here is saying that the real failure is the failure of the Day of Judgment. And the real success is the success of the Day of Judgment. The failures here are very small, very trivial. You take them to be very important. The success here are very trivial, very small, for this world, for this life. And this life itself is most untrustworthy. It can end at any time, any moment. And you are attaching so much importance to the gains and losses of this life. Actually, the loss is the loss of that day. Gain would be the gain of that day. Success would be the success of that day. Whosoever is declared successful on that day is successful. And whosoever is declared unsuccessful, a failure on that day, he is actually doomed. That's the real doom. ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُنِ. Not this world. Maybe if you are in the eyes of the people, you are unsuccessful here. The people who laid down their lives, the people who were martyred at Makkah, Hazrat Yasir, Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, according to the general standard of humanity, they were unsuccessful. But they were the most successful people. You know, just as we have in Surah Yasin, when that mu'min was killed, قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. Oh, it's only a curtain before your eyes. You don't know. People might be thinking, maybe his widow was weeping. His children would be weeping that our father had been martyred. But he knows, the moment he is killed here, he enters Jannah. قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ. Suddenly he says, oh, maybe have my nation known what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me here. They can't know. If only they could know what honor I have got here. What, you know, luxuries Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for me. Qila dkhuli al-jannah. No moment his life comes out of his body and he's there in the heaven, in the paradise. So you think he lost? No, he gained. He got the biggest success in life. So ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُرُ. That day of judgment, actually that is the day of the decision, whether someone has failed or someone has passed and has been declared successful. And what is that success? Now there is the description. The success. The success is, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. Whosoever has faith in Allah and he does good deeds. Now here loves the iman, and iman only? Iman billah. Actually, in iman billah, all the other articles of iman, as if they are understood. Iman-e-mujmal, if you memorize in the early childhood, and if you remember still today, the only mention there is of iman billah. Amantu billahi kama huwa bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi wa qabiltu jami' ahkamihi iqrarun bil lisani wa tasdiqun bil qalb. No mention of angels, no mention of the anbiya or rusul or books or the day of judgment, nothing of the sort. Al iman al mujmal. Mujmalan, in essence, iman is iman billah. Amantu billahi kama huwa bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi wa qabiltu jami' ahkamihi iqrarun bil lisani wa tasdiqun bil qalb. But when it becomes iman mufassal, آمنتو باللہ وملائکتہ وکتبہ ورسلہ والیوم الآخر والقدر خیرہ وشرہ من اللہ تعالی والبعث بعد الموت. Now all the articles of faith are included. So here also you find, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. Whosoever has faith, real faith in Allah, conviction in Allah, and he does good deeds, يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. Allah will efface from his record all his shortcomings, his mistakes. وَيُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ. We have read these things in that lesson of Surah Al Imran. وَيُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. And will make him enter those gardens underneath which canals will be flowing, and they will live there forever, forever, forever. I shall discuss this point in the next, inshallah, tomorrow. ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ الْعَظِيمُ. And this is the biggest success. On the contrary, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. And those people who committed kufr and then they repudiated and denied our signs. I'm sorry, these things have to be discussed. This part I will have to take tomorrow. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They are the people of the fire and they will have to remain there forever. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. And that's a very bad place to go to. Now tomorrow, inshallah, we shall discuss these points also, and then the next section of this surah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.